We're here at the 71st Annual National Association of Foreign Broadcasting meeting, and with me is Matt Waits, who is CEO of SST Technologies, and he was on a panel here, or one of our earliest panels here, on integrating technology into the agriculture industry. Really a fascinating topic. It seems like the technology changes every day. Matt, first of all, what I'd like you to do is just tell us a little bit about SST.
Yeah, SST Software is a precision ag software and data services company located in Stillwater, Oklahoma. We're about 75 employees. We've got offices in Champaign, Illinois, Des Moines, Iowa, and then in Brazil and Australia as well.
Now, here on the panel, what were the main points that you wanted to make to the farm broadcasters here?
Well, we just wanted to, you know, kind of talk about how we integrate technology into the ag market. And, you know, the thing that we're most excited about is the ability to improve decision-making on the farm. Now, if we're going to double output over the next 40 years, new hybrids are a part of that, new pesticides and fertilizers and so on, but that's not going to get us all the way there. A lot of the new value is going to have to come from improved decision-making, and right now, so much of it's still just done on gut feel. And we've got to build systems here as an industry that put hard data in front of the farmer at the appropriate time to make better decisions.
Well, of course, data, big data is the buzzword there. And you talked a little bit about, you said basically, you know, maybe you don't know SST because you're kind of the guy behind the guys. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we aren't out front interacting with the grower ourselves with our solutions. We are providing solutions to agronomic service providers, ag retailers, and crop consulting firms. So we work with four of the top five retailers in the U.S. We work with the top three crop consulting firms and hundreds of others. And you know, we are not an agronomy company, but we believe there's got to be an agronomist in the process, and we need that trusted advisor, you know, to work with the grower to help him through all these decisions. So we've chosen to align with the agronomy community, and we help them implement their own agronomic logic, and we're there to help them scale that and deliver valuable products to the farmer.
Well, as we go forward, as I said, it seems like the technology changes like every day, almost every hour. So what do you see as your role going forward to help agriculture continue to feed the world?
We are working very hard on creating systems that standardize data collection, move data into an environment where it's secure and where we can start delivering insights to the farmer based on the aggregation of large sets of data. So we believe the user that collects the data controls the data, and we're only going to ever share that data with people that they choose to share it with. And we're going to start offering more products around aggregate data and let growers and service providers opt in those services if they see value in them. But we really think a lot of this improved decision-making is going to come from taking a field, finding its statistical, you know, statistically comparable fields, and figuring out what works and doesn't work so that we can make improved decisions for that field.
All right, Matt, anything else you'd like to add?
I appreciate the time here today. If you want any more information about SST, you can look us up at sstsoftware.com.
Fabulous. Well, thank you very much, Matt. Here at the NAFB Annual Convention in Kansas City, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.